Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat,
hello?
Eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time, America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. And send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you, your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God.
You could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a...
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer? He said he went after his mother with a hammer. He wanted to hit her on the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That I tried to stab a friend of mine, but now it's changed.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Hey, Bill, what I said, including my remarks right afterward, she said it was very unfair the way the
she'll
media...
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
You've known me for a long time, Bill. I do get along with people. I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of...
Plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
I just released my financials, and people were amazed at how good they are. They're great. And I did something, you know, I employ thousands of people. I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out, and it was fantastic. I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion, but...
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes, or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels hidden.
I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of money dealing against many other countries. I have a great relationship. In a Business Week poll, they said, who do you most prefer? You
enough
know, they talked
this.
About...
Vader, release him.
I guarantee you I would have had him out.
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff.
Nice people. I'll discuss a couple of them, should I or should I not?
If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
You won't get angry at me if I talk about somebody that you like? If you do, that's okay, too. I don't. I mean, how stupid are we?
The health system is supposed to be devoid of human forms.
Whoa! The rebels.
My lord. There are so many uncharted settlements.
You don't have to be a total genius to figure this out, even though I am a genius, okay? I'm more militaristic than anybody in this room, just so you understand. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way, but only when we win. By the way, when was the last time we won a war?
The border is a disaster, Bill.
My lord, the field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
I love Mexican people. I have a tremendous relationship. I also respect Mexico. But what they're doing to us in trade, first of all, they're killing us at the border. They're taking our jobs. They're taking our manufacturing. And they're taking our money.
Yes, my lord.
The fleet has moved out of light speed and we're preparing to...
You're fired.
Lord Vader.
If you like your steak, you'll absolutely love Trump steaks. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
What about Leia and the Wookiee?
And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them.
That was never a condition of our agreement, nor was giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy...
This deal is getting worse all the time.
He told me enough!
Whoa!
He told me you killed him.
I hit somebody in the face with a padlock! Then I tried to stab a friend of mine whose name was Bob! He was a friend, but now he's a member of my family.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
That's impossible.
No. It happened. All of that stuff happened.
No! No!
So here's the good news. So Macy's, I sell shirts and ties, did nicely, you know. Not a big business or anything, but cute. And fragrance and cufflinks. See these cufflinks from Macy's? Some people think it's Harry Winston or Tiffany. It's actually Macy's. And they're good, Trump cufflinks. And, like, I'm going to tell you about Macy's, but you go to Macy's, you know, a lot of the stores, they don't use Christmas. They say happy holidays, happy...
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson Podcasting here. Excuse me. Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which you live today, and probably soon to be on Podbeam. That's probably where half my people are right now. I'm probably thinking I'm over there. We haven't got that up and running yet, so we're trying. We're going to try to do video, too, so this way we could do a video type of thing where, yeah, we could have a video where you'll be able to see me. We'll have a live studio. That's what we're working on, but it's hard to get people together and to, you know, get things together, and everybody's busy, everyone's running around, and, you know, people don't understand. I'm doing this for you. We can do this together, but nobody has time. We're all busy running around, going nowhere. Maybe getting ready to storm the Capitol. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe a state, I heard that these things are going to be happening. Again, the state capitals, maybe? What's the latest rumor out there on the internet? The Pope has been arrested? Let's see here. The Vatican Knights captured Pence. Let me see. The Republic has been restored. What? Anybody? You got any internet news out there? I mean, who can believe anything? What can you believe anymore? All I know is I went outside today and everything. The mail came, and Walmart's still open. Amazon Prime is still there. YouTube is still there. Everything's still going. Everything's still just the same. So, I don't know. You know, what do you guys think? Well, why don't we ask some of our politicians? Why don't we call them? I mean, we can only probably reach, unless I do an earlier show, which I've done that before, and it takes everyone for surprise, even when I tell them about it. But we could probably get a hold of some of those criminals out in California. So without further ado, let's try to get a hold of some of them. And we know Kamala Harris is very impossible to get a hold of now. We used to be able to call her office and speak to somebody live. But and it's been, you know, there's 3 hours. I'm out here in North Carolina, so they're 3 hours behind me. So they go. Oh, we're getting ready to wrap it up out there. So we got to hurry up here. All right, let's hurry up here. Let's try... Well, I didn't realize it was that late already. My intro went a little bit longer. Let's try how about Swadwell? Yeah, we always got a hold of Swadwell. Let's try that nut job there. Let's see here. Let's see, where's his phone number? All right. Let's see here. All right. We want to ask him about his Chinese wife, maybe. Let's see here. Swadwell's office. Here we go. Let's see, I got the right number in there. All right, let's call Swadwell.
Hi, this is Congressman Eric Swalwell, and you have reached my congressional district office. Please leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
They already went home. They already went home. He's not taking calls. Oh, well. He's not taking calls. Eric Swalwell's not. So we'll try Kamala Harris there, see what's going on with her. Now we got to do this a little bit earlier, maybe do this show where we can get all these, because we really have some interesting conversations with these people. When we really find, I mean, you know, if you tell them you're the media, forget it. They're gonna have to schedule something, and they're gonna have a script they're gonna go by, and you're not gonna get the truth. You gotta do this shock media type of thing, you know. All right, let's try Kamala Harris.
Hi, you have reached the office of U.S. Senator Kamala D. Harris. Our office is currently in a telework posture in order to help ensure that we are all doing our best to achieve full preparedness in conjunction with our office's emergency action plan. It's critical that everyone stays informed about the COVID-19 coronavirus and what you can do to protect yourself from it and other illnesses. If you have any questions, please be sure to speak with your healthcare provider and visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website on the coronavirus. If you're calling to request information about a pending case with our office and have access to email, please email us at casework_harris@harris.senate.gov and provide your name, zip code, and phone number, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. If you do not have access to email, please leave your name, zip code, number, and a brief detailed message. Our office will get back to you as soon as we can. If you're calling to express any opinions or concerns, please leave your name, zip code, number, and a brief, detailed message. Our office will get back to you as soon as we can. If this is urgent and you would like to speak to a staff member, please press 1. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please press 2. Thank you.
I can't press anything, so maybe they'll connect me here. They do that for the Walmart machine there if I can't press. What happens if I got a rotary phone, you know, one of those old ones? I can't get a hold of nobody.
Your call cannot be transferred. Please try again later. Thank you.
They just hang up on you. See? They used to be able to get a hold of me. It doesn't give me that darn option here. I've been complaining for years for that. I can't do nothing unless I do a Skype, and the Skype is so ridiculous. But we'll try. Let's see here. We'll try. We got one more here we can try, and we'll see what happens here. That's Kamala Harris. You're never going to get a hold of her anymore. She's they're in that COVID thing, you know. So they're all working from, their homes, I guess. Let's see. I got one here, 619 here. This is my area code right here. So I got to make sure. I got to verify the number here, though. I got to make sure. So let me see here. All right, 2346. Here you go. All right, let's see. We can get a hold of these people here. We'll talk about some local issues out there in California. Here we go. You can't even contact any of these people. None of these people were ever in there. None of them. When they were campaigning, they'd answer. All right. I got an idea. All right. Hello? 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 Did I get somebody? No? All right. Nope. Disconnect. They just hung up. Call dropped. All right, well, we're going to do a call failed. I wonder why it failed. Maybe I'll try one more time, see what happens. I'll look up this one here. You can't even get a hold of them. We got some. Here we go. This is Mike. This is Mike, emergency contact. I don't think this one's going to answer. Hello? Nope. Let's see here. All right, we got one here. got some very hard questions to ask, and you just can't never get a hold of anybody. All right, that's after hours. All right, let me hang up on this one then. All right, well, you know, understand the times in which you live today. Cancel. There you go. Cancel. Is it hanging up? There you go. All right, understanding the times in which you live today, these people, these politicians, you know, it is late, though, but they should be there. It says their office don't close till 5 p.m. If you're out in California, they had, you know, 20 more minutes there. But I pushed it to the edge, so what I'll do is the next show I do, is we called them throughout the campaign trail, and I told them I was going to call them back after the election. This was last year. I remember I talked to Senator Harris. We talked to her office maybe about 6 or 7 times. Swadwell, we talked to a couple times. Andrew Yang, Gabbard there, Tulsi there. We talked to that one there, and there was one more that we talked to. And I told him, I said, you know, We'll call you after the election. They're like, okay, yeah, you know. And Harris's office actually gave us the most. They really talked to us for the longest. But I want to find out if they're really going to do what they said they were going to do. Like, for instance, one issue that they were very adamant about, especially Kamala Harris's office, they were very adamant. And go back and listen to the show, guys. They're talking about confiscate weapons, confiscate guns, assault weapons. I don't know what an assault weapon is, but they claim it's like a AR-15, which that's not what it really is. But an assault weapon, assault weapons ban. They're going to take them. They're going to confiscate the assault weapons. That was Kamala Harris's statement to me last year. They stated they will, if she was elected to the office of the president, which is the vice president, of course, they were going to confiscate your guns. They were going to take them. That's what they said. All right. And you go back and listen. They said that on the record. They're going to take them. Swadwell also against it. They more or less were going to just do the assault weapons regulation. They were going to regulate it, basically. And tax you. They had several ideas they were going to do, but he's not. He's just a congressman now. So he's going to vote. I mean, Biden tries to put this on the floor there, the House of Representatives. Obviously Swadwell is going to vote for that. Someone from Congress there submits sponsors a bill or drafts up a bill to put on the floor of the House. They want to confiscate your guns. We know that they want to, but will they? Will they? Everyone doesn't think that's going to happen. Will this Green New Deal be pushed through? Will their agenda, will they shut down the manufacturing, basically, that Trump reopened up? Will they do all that? I don't think they have the time to do it. I think what they're going to do is they're going to have one big hoorah like Obama. Obama did what? What was his big thing? Obamacare, right? They screwed up the health care, basically. The health care is really screwed up. It's still good. I mean, he's still got good health care. But as far as the prices go, I mean, some people got $8,000, $20,000 deductibles. I mean, they just really screwed up a lot of people's health care. And Obama, you could thank Obama for that. Now, they also had a lot of mandates in there, in the health care bill that Trump got rid of during his 4 years here. And Trump, whether or not he's going to be president for the next 4 years, like I said, if you want to listen to the internet, he's enacted the Insurrection Act, according to the internet. What else? Like I said, the Pope's been arrested. Italy is the one that was to blame for the election fraud. They're the ones that hijacked the election. You don't know what to believe. I mean, is there some truth? Like, for instance, the stealing of laptop computers at the D.C. riots. They call them riots. I don't know how, I don't know what they meant, riot. I guess that's what the media is calling it. But the D.C. First Amendment protests, where the people did what their constitutional right was to do, bring their grievances to the politicians. And they got in the face of, went into their offices. Now, I don't advocate destruction of property or breaking windows or hurting people, but that is the people's house, and they should have a right to have access to that house. And they went in there, and apparently there was stolen laptops, property that was stolen, and these laptops apparently had information that, that was criminal, sex trafficking, blah, 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 yada, 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 all this stuff, and it was a part of a plan, a bigger plan. But I was going through these fact check things, and they were saying, no, the laptops only had, like, for instance, Nancy Pelosi's laptop was stolen. They said it was her presentation was on there. It was a presentation laptop. Well, I spoke to somebody last night who worked for who was in a corporation and was high up, stated that, no, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi does not have her presentations on a laptop, and she wouldn't be doing her own presentation, so why would she have a laptop in her office that has her presentation? Why would that be there? Especially when they were presenting what? At that time, they were doing the certification thing. So they don't do their own presentations. Nobody in Congress does. The congressional aides, their constituents, stuff like that, have that type of information. And it's not wouldn't be on a laptop anyway. So that's what he was telling me. So that's fake right there. So what information did they get when they stole the laptops? We don't know. So, you have to listen to the Internet. What information are we getting from the Internet and social media? Well, we do know that Trump has been banned, and I can tell you right now, Twitter has completely disappeared pretty much. I mean, there's so many – all you see now is the Democrats on there. You don't see any conservative voices whatsoever on Twitter anymore. So they've jumped ship, or they've been censored, or they've just been boycotting Twitter. Amazon Parlor that's been shut down, but I heard that's going to be back up and running soon. So they're going to sue Amazon, I guess, for the antitrust laws. And should Amazon? I mean, these corporations, if they're in the public, if they're trading publicly, and they have lobbyists and they have special interests, and they have the politicians, they're in the politicians' pockets. They should not be allowed to censor or violate, even though they're a private company, they should not be allowed to censor anyone. That's what I always thought. I thought the Constitution was the law of the land. That was the document that we were to live by, everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. You call yourself Amazon, Google, Yahoo, whatever. You have to live by the Constitution. If you violate someone's constitutional rights, then that's a crime, I mean, if I had a restaurant here in North Carolina and I said whites only, what would happen? They would come in, and that's what a black couple would come in and they would try to, eat in my restaurant. I can't say no. I'm refusing service to you because it's my personal belief that I only serve whites. I can't do that, right? Not in America. You used to be able to do that, but not anymore, because I'd be violating their civil rights. I'd be violating their, so does that apply in a similar way to Amazon and all the Twitter and Facebook? They just can't just say, we don't like Donald Trump. Well, I mean, they're saying that what he said was dangerous and it advocated violence, but that's a bunch of malarkey too. That's nonsense. That's not true. That's not what Donald Trump didn't say anything to advocate any violence or insurrection on the Capitol that day. So that's just, it's just the stories that are floating around and how the story is ballooning out of control of what happened last week is just, it's mind-boggling. And there's so much disinformation out there that you don't know what to believe. I mean, these people that broke into the Capitol, the maximum penalty they're facing in jail, these people that did do what they did, the guy that put his feet up on the desk, that was a picture they got that of that guy, the maximum sentence he's facing in jail is 1 year. That's from what I read, and they took that down quick, and you can't find that anywhere. But and what crimes did he commit? What did they really commit? Breaking an entry, trespassing? How do you figure? How do you sedition? inciting a riot. I mean, I watched the video. They got it on YouTube, where you can watch the whole thing from beginning to end, and where, the people stormed the Capitol. But they really didn't storm the Capitol because the Capitol Police left the doors. They opened the doors for the people. You know, now the Capitol Police were running up the stairs. They weren't getting chased. They were running because the crowd was running so fast. It was stampeding towards them. So they were, you know, I would run too. I see 15, 20,000 people running towards me, you know. But it's just so much misinformation. What are you to believe out there anymore? You know, it makes you wonder. You know, you start looking at other things throughout the history of our lives, you know, the Bible and everything is, you know, everyone says, how did that story stay intact? The Bible's for all these years, the same stories told over and over and over and over. But if you look at the news or you look at the stories that we see in our life, just in our lifetime alone, that, for instance, if you tell, oh, you ever play that game where you're in a room, let's say, like, you get a circle of people. I remember doing it in first or second grade. We were in a classroom. We did a circle around the classroom, and the teacher whispered in the ear to one student, you know, told a story, and that student turned and whispered it to the next one. And he went around all to the room, and by the time it got all the way around the room, the story was totally changed. It had nothing to do with what the teacher actually said to the first student. So, here, you know, the word of mouth is not reliable. That was what she was trying to prove, you have to be careful what you hear and what you see, because when you pass that information along down the line, it becomes distorted. Why? Because of your memories and you and your personal character and your beliefs and how you want to retell that story. So when the news media tells these stories, or when you see these stories on the internet, they're being retold and handed down, and then copied and pasted and clipped to this story, to that, to Twitter here, and then I share it with my friend, and they share it. And you better believe it's probably being twisted and molded to many different ways. And then before you know it, it's a bizarre, it's not true, but everybody's running with it, though. You know, the Patriots are going to take back the country. There's all this going on. Right now, China is massing troops right now. What was the one somebody told me just a few hours ago? China is massing troops on the Canadian border up there, and they just had more troops come in today, I guess, landed. And what are they doing? You mean to tell me that 150,000 or 200,000 Chinese troops are going to just stampede over the border? I mean, are they running? Are they taking buses? Are they driving their tanks? I mean, what are they doing? I mean, our military, you know, I don't understand. What are they going to do? All these troops, if they were to invade America, how are they going to do it? I mean, would that be a possibility? Just say if China decided to invade the United States and they were up there on the Canadian border and they just bum rushed the border on foot or with their tanks or whatever, or armored personnel carriers or whatever it may be, they come over the border and start doing what? Now, are they now first American they see, they shoot, and they just start shooting Americans? I mean, what's their goal? Where are they going? What are they going to attack first? Well, what are they going to seize and take control of? And for what reason? I mean, you know, what would be the reasoning here? I mean, to take over America, why? It would be a nightmare for them to rule America. They'd have to kill every single American. You know, why would – I mean, I just don't get it, you know, where these rumors are coming. And that's basically what I'm trying to get at here is all these stories and this fake news out there, what's the truth? Is there any truth anymore, or is this the sign of the times in which we live today, of the misinformation that's out there, and the devil and evil and whatnot, that's just where no one has any credibility anymore, and nobody believes anybody, brother against brother, you know, father against son against father, mother against daughter, like the Bible says. Is this what we're turning into? You know, I mean, is this really the end? Because can you believe anything you see or hear anymore? Can you believe me, what I'm saying? I mean, what's the point? I mean, where are we going with all this? What's the end game? What's the end result? You know, maybe you need to be entertained. Maybe we all need to laugh and have a good time, and then maybe that's the answer. You know, we all just have fun and take nothing serious anymore. Everything's free, you know, self-governance. Right? And someone on my last show said that, self-governance. You know, we all just got to get along. It can work, right? I mean, how would that work? Self-governing. Imagine if we just self-governed ourselves, just self-governance. We don't need no driver's license. We don't need no stop signs no more, no red lights, no green lights, no courthouses, no nothing. We don't need to marry. We don't have to have no laws anymore, just self-governance. And how would that work out? You know, you just get to do whatever you want. You don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow morning. You know, just everything's free. I like that car. I want it. It's mine. You know, it would be disaster. It would be total chaos because we would just always want more. We would all, and we would become so apathetic, and the apathy that would kick in. Nobody would want to build or achieve or help anyone else because why bother? You know, why bother? And that would be a bad thing. I mean, so that self-governance thing is out the window. What else did we analyze there on the last show there? We had quite a panel, actually. I had Dr. Peter Ventura, he was on there, and had Bert from the NSM there. I had another gentleman there that calls in, I think it was Der Hawkins, was it? And then I had Bitbanker from Connecticut, and a couple others were on there. And we had this in-depth discussion as to the problems that we face today in America. And our reply, and we all agreed on all the problems that we see, but nobody really had an absolute answer, an absolute solution, or even offered a direction we can go. Well, Bert did in a way. Bert said, do away with all kosher, the kosher stuff there. You know, and he said that would eliminate the Jewish problem, where the Jews that have the control or monopoly over certain aspects of our lives and our government today. He had a couple solutions there, but nobody really had a plan to move forward. Does anyone have any solutions out there? Does anyone have any answers? We can all complain all day long. We can all say this is going to happen, that's going to happen. We can say I'm tired of this and I don't like this. We can all say, I don't feel like doing this, and I don't want to do this. We can all say, what? I mean, how about fixing the problems that we have today that we all know about, and then we can all agree that we do have? I don't know. What do you think? 657-383-0616. Press number 1. You come on to the podcast. I don't screen calls. Obviously, I always tell you guys that. So press the number 1. And I will connect you live, 100% live. The private callers, I don't really like taking private callers too much, but I will take them if I have to, because some of them are just the crank calling gets out of control, where the people just want to attack and with a foul language. It's terrible. It really is. I mean, the Randy was on the show. Randy, that's the guy that was on the panel last week, Randy. He stayed on there doing all well and good, and then at the end there he has to attack Dr. Peter Ventura and make a mocking comment. You know, I had to hang up on him. You know, what's the purpose of that? Why do you feel good attacking somebody else and trying to put the guy down? I mean, that's a sickness in our society. Does anyone have any solutions to correct that problem? Education, maybe? I don't know. Aunt Randy seemed like he was pretty educated, pretty smart, well-spoken. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I know that for sure. I don't have all the. I don't think any of us really can call in or have the real solution that we're all looking for to correct all the problems that we face. But the show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, and we try to, you know, get you to understand what is happening out there in our world, in our society. And that's been the mission of this podcast. And again, for those of you that are just tuning in, the Podbeam is not up and running. We did do a couple test shows on the Podbeam. And the Podbeam, you can do video. You could do it through YouTube, or you could do it on the website, where you design your own website on the Podbeam app. All right? And you can go to Google Play and download the app also, and It's got the SoundCloud. I mean, it's really got the Podbeam really has. It claims it has unlimited bandwidth. I don't know how that's going to work, but it claims you can have 2-3 million people listening to you. So I don't know. I don't see how that's possible. I know Blog Talk Radio, I think it's like up around, what, 50,000? And then after that, it would crash. So, and I know for a fact that I've only probably got 15,000 to 16,000 followers for this podcast, and I can only take maybe 150 live calls, you know, on the call board at once. And then after that, it just wouldn't work. So I don't know how that works. So I don't know how they can have unlimited bandwidth. But you can do video, and that's what I would like to do, is do the video. I think that would open up a new audience, and where people could see me talking and have a little background or something. So that's got to be up and running. I know I asked Sarah to help me out with that, putting that together. She's busy a lot, so we haven't been able to make much progress. We were supposed to do a podcast on Podbeam the other night. We didn't get to do it. I ended up doing it and just did a test. So the Podbeam is really where I think I'm going to go and leave Blog Talk Radio, unless I can import this show over to Podbeam. I don't know if you guys got an opinion about that. You're more than welcome to talk about that too, or if you know how that might work. I do need people to help me put that together. And the Podbeam, I'm also giving other podcasters the platform to do their show on that platform also, so we can kind of like come together and use that platform to bring our podcast to you. So I'm trying to get to Sarah and a lot of people in the Patriot community to come together and come over there and join me over there. And, of course, I'll do my show a couple times a week, and everyone else can have the rest of the time as much as they want. So I think it's a really good – I think it's really, really where – it's better than Blog Talk Radio. That's what I really believe that. And I believe there's – but I just don't understand the studio, and I can't figure it out. I mean, for the life of me. I've been trying watching the videos on it, and I just – it's one of the things I can't figure out. I don't know. So anyway, I'll take a quick break here, and then press the number one, and give me your thoughts if I'm on screen. I'll check out a couple callers here, but press one, and join me on the podcast here tonight and tell me what you think.
I think at one time or another we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and are experiencing in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it. Because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools, logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game, we stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict...
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson podcasting here worldwide. Understanding the times in which you live today. The phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1 on your keypad on your phone if you are listening and you want to speak. Or if you want to talk about... A story that's affecting you, or if you want to talk about how screwed up this country is, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your telephone number. It's when we do open phones night, I try to, weed out the idiots because there is a little lag time here on the podcast. So, try to keep, because when you're doing the internet, you get these, you get the madness out there of society, And a lot of people, they get turned off by that. I've gotten a lot of complaints over the past few months where, when I do the open phones, if they're not going to talk, speak, and share something of, be honest, or if they're just coming on to play games, don't take the calls. So, also I want to let everybody know about Friday night, 8 p.m., I'm going to be having on my round table where I'm going to have my guests. I'm going to have Dr. Peter Ventura. I'm going to have Jay Verone on, and Mr. Godinez, okay, Richard Godinez. He's he was a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and he basically just closed it shut, just stopped working for them, and turned his life over to the good Lord, and when it became a missionary, did turn his life over to charity, just started helping people. And gave away everything he had, and basically a modern day Mother Teresa, basically, and just started going around, and he does a lot of missionary work and helps people out. So, Mr. Godinez, Jay Verone, I'm also probably going to have Lewis Braxton from Imperial Beach, San Diego, California, to join me too, and probably one other. I'm trying to get Dr. Vince Massa from Stanford, Connecticut, on. Okay. And we're going to have a roundtable discussion again about the events that are unfolding around the country. And if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever you want to be, I think it's a good conversation for you to listen to. And we'll probably take some questions at the end. Last time we did it, we had a full house. It was a great show, and it was very knowledgeable. And we brought a lot of interesting topics that are concerning us as people today living in our society. And really a lot of things that we talked about are unraveling right now as far as politics goes. So the Washington, D.C. Debacle there that happened where they raided, stormed the Capitol. If you've got thoughts on that, you can call in tonight. Press number one if you got reports there that China is massing troops and they're going to come over the border and they're you're getting ready to run for the hills, then you can press number one and give me your thoughts on that. If not, then what I'm going to do is play a couple intros here and probably wrap up the podcast here, because I don't want to take the crank callers here and get with them here on tonight's podcast. But like I said, we're going to start bringing back guests, inviting guests on where they can share their stories and having people where I could do the one-on-one interview, getting back to that type of platform instead of just opening it up and letting everybody go wild, because it seems like I'm not getting too much success or honest feedback from my sponsors out there or my fans, So what we'll do is, and you can email me now, you can email me your suggestions and what you think and what your opinion is and how the platform should really go. Because remember, I do this so you guys out there can get a voice. But if I'm going to give you a voice, you got to use it, respectfully and try to, use it in a responsible type of way. And don't, you know, don't jerk me around, basically. So that's what we're that's what I'm basically getting at there. But for everyone that's just tuning in right now, I do see a couple people there. I see about 5 or 6 people on the call queue. Got a couple in the chat room there. They go bouncing in and out, and then a bunch on the social media platforms there. But that there, you don't want to pay attention to those comments there. They just, it's a foul-mouthed language. But this show has been podcasting now for about since 2014. And we've done a lot of, have had a lot of guests on here, and we've done a lot of great interviews with people. And that's what I think it's at, where we really bring you some good information and honest information and the facts. Because, like I said, the internet, there is so much garbage out there. I mean, so many stories are just off the hook. I mean, well, these stories, like, for instance, let's see, this person right here writes, okay, or this is a story right here, all right, that's the globalist cabal is being taken down and brought to justice now. That's what this person says, okay? Catholic Church victims fund legal help, all right? Catholic Church abuse claims. Which one should I pick here to read here? If you think Christianity was never like radical Islam, some of these stories are just insane that the news reports that we're getting out that are coming in. Do you know what to believe? No. Well, let's see here. Let's try this. Let's do this. I forgot about this one. This is one of the things that I wanted to do here. Let's contact one of these news outlets there. I want to ask about the Italian thing, the Italy. Give me that story there. I want to get that the Italy where the Italy basically through the election. It was the guy there that worked. He was a contractor, defense contractor, and he's the one that. Changed the election results in the middle of the night. that's what's been reported here. And so Trump is supposed to be your president, okay? But we've already been over that 1,000 times. So maybe we can contact this one of these media outlets here. So just be patient. We'll call them live here. And if you guys want to, like I said, add in, you're more than welcome to. I'm monitoring the boards here. I'm making sure that none of these usual hijackers that are, like to hijack the show are allowed on. This isn't Comedy Hour. So I'm going to take one right now. Just to give you an example of what we get here. All right. Go ahead, private caller.
Good evening, Joseph. This is your daddy, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura.
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Yeah, I just
doing
wanted
fine.
To say... First of all, I want to say good evening. Good evening, Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph, I'd appreciate it if you said a good evening back to me, please.
Well, listen, what do you need? You could be a pressed one. You obviously have something to say. Go ahead and say your piece.
Okay, I will say my piece. First of all, I'd like to say good evening, and I'd like to say good evening to everybody that's out there listening to live on the platform today. There's a gentleman by the name of Ghost of Band-Aid that I'm very fond of him. Not fond as in fondle like you do, just fond that I appreciate the guy. And also that I'm going to say my piece. Speaking of pieces, Bridget Pruitt is one good piece of ass, and everyone should know.
All right, here we go. You see,
and,
this is what you get. Folks, this is what you get right here. You see, this is what you get right here. That's your internet right there. That's your internet filth and scum. That's what happens when I open up the phone lines. Is that what I have for an audience out there? Is that what I really have? I mean, that's what I have. I mean, this is a guy who's out in California, this guy. We know where he lives. We have his address. We know his name. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? This is a troll. This is what you call an internet troll. He prowls around Blog Talk Radio and harasses the podcasters. Okay? And he has nothing to offer. Nothing at all. And he blocks his number. He calls him from a private number. Okay? And here we are. Here's another one now. This calls in. It's probably the same guy. Here we go. Go ahead.
Yes, it is me, and Bridget Pruitt continues to be a great piece of that story.
What do you think you're gaining from that? What is your gain? You know, well, I mean, this is what you get out here. Unbelievable. I mean, what do you think you're doing? You're making me angry. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna stomp my feet and get all upset. I'm frustrated because you are blurting out nonsense. What is that? Do you have go by a playbook? You know, where you go to each you call in and you just harass people because this is what you are, sir. Or whatever you are. You could be one of those LGBTs or whatever they call themselves. I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody out there, but this is what this idiot is, okay? He's somebody that's sitting in his grandmother's basement in his underwear. He can't find a job because he doesn't want to work for a living. He's probably 5'8", you know, half bald, you know, 260 pounds maybe, you know, a big, you know, looks like a potato. And he's in his dirty boxer shorts, and he's sitting in his disgusting computer chair, or whatever that's what he calls it, you know, in front of his laptop there in the basement in the dark with all the lights off, and he's hungry because he's, you know, he's fat, he can't stop eating, and he's mad at me because I got a show, so he figures I'm gonna get a wisecrack in, and I'm gonna call this radio program, and I'm gonna make fun of people. That's what this is, the losers in society that we have out there. This is what you have, the degenerate, bottom-dwelling dirtbags that are filth. You're pure filth. And how do we fix that, folks? What do we do? Do we give them a voice? What do we do? How do we fix that? I mean, how do you fix stupid? You can't. I don't see any way of fixing it. I don't see how you can. And this guy will follow. He'll call in the next show. He'll call in the next show. He'll haunt me. That's what he'll do. He'll just continue to do it. And they've been doing this for years with me. And when I don't have a guest, I do open up the phones. He's going to take away. And sometimes I got a busy call board here where I got a lot of people that want to call in and speak. And these people will take away from the subject matter, from the show itself, because they get some kind of excitement out of it. I mean, I just don't understand. I don't get them. I just don't get these people. Why they? What are their goals? What are they trying to achieve? I'm gonna ask them. I mean, he's still there waiting, hoping that I'll unmute him, and I'm gonna do it one more time. I'm gonna ask him. What do you think you're trying to achieve here? What are you trying to achieve? Go ahead, there.
Good evening, Joseph. First of all, I wanted to say that I approve of several messages, and one of them is that the
what are you trying to achieve, sir? What are you trying to achieve by doing this? You can't have a normal conversation with me. You can't speak of anything of any intelligence.
Not to interrupt you, Joseph.
But you are interrupting me. I'm asking you a direct question. What are you trying to achieve?
Is now a good time?
I'm waiting.
Is now a good time? Okay. I'm waiting as well. I was just waiting for you to...
Listen. If you're not going to answer the question, okay, I can't... You know, what are you trying to achieve by calling in and bothering me? You think
Joseph,
this is comedy hour?
Can you hear me, Joseph? Okay. What I'm trying to achieve is I'm trying to get the message across. I'm trying to get the message across.
What message?
Now, you mentioned that I am with the LGBT community, that I am 5'8".
I said you may be. You may be. I don't know who you're with. I don't know what you're about.
I like long walks on the beach. Well, okay. Well, mm-hmm. here's what I'm getting at, okay? Sir... For one, I am not 260 pounds. I am not 5'8". I am actually very fit. I am almost as fit as Willie Poon. And I wanted to say that as far as my underwear go, I like to free ball it.
All right. You got that. All right. So you're okay. So now, listen. What are you trying to achieve then? Okay. Since you clarified what you're not, what are you trying to achieve? One more time. What is your goal here?
Well, okay. Did you watch yesterday the Alabama game?
No, I didn't watch anything.
Well, I'd like to. First of all, so I received a. An email from Dr. Juan from Alabama and meant saying roll tide, first of all. And I wanted to say, so what I'm trying to achieve is live on the platform today to tell you that people simply should not.
Again, he's thinking of something he should say and he's not getting to the point. I'm not, you know, you're a loser, guy. You're a loser. Anybody else out there want to contribute here, please press the number one. Please, somebody with some common sense. Unbelievable. You know, somebody here. This is just a total waste here. Waste of my time. I mean, you guys want to listen to this? You want to listen to this guy? I want to mute him. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. You take over the show. You
Joseph,
go ahead.
Okay, all right. Now, I need to get three sentences across and promise you will not hang up on me. Promise?
I promise.
Promise?
Yeah,
okay,
I promise.
Okay. First sentence is, okay, first sentence that I want to get across now is, number one, regardless of your age, kids should not shit in the dryer. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Sentence number one, okay? No one should shit in the dryer. And sentence number two, one, a man is not considered a man if he is cucked and lets his wife named Bridget be fucked by a Jew man named Joseph or a black man named Tyrone. That is not good. That I do not approve of that, unless
okay.
It's me. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And the third point that I wanted to get across is that first of all, good evening. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of this message, and I approve of everyone that's live on the platform listening to what I have to say, because my message is real. My message is real. I bring the truth. I bring what people want to hear, and if there's anyone out there with teenage daughters that want to let me, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, put a knife to their neck and make them fillet me, I'd love to sodomize someone. I think it'd be
and this is what. So you want to now you're perpetrating crime. So now you're trying to commit a crime. You're saying that you want to commit a crime. That's what you're saying. So I need to report you to the FBI then, or the FCC, right?
I, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, I'm talking.
You could be any. You could say you're anybody. You could say you're Donald Trump. You could say you're Hillary Clinton. I don't know who you are. You know, you're calling. You're blocking your number. So I don't know who you are. So you can claim whoever you want, but you're trying to commit a crime. You're saying you're going to commit a crime. Is that what you're saying? You know that. You know you're violating law by doing that.
No.
Yes. You just said. You said you want to sodomize the little girls. That's what you just said.
Even if your name is Noah, shitting in the dryer is not a crime. Okay, Joseph.
Exactly.
Let's get that out of the way.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you claim the names are or whatnot. You are using your voice calling in from a number that we can get. We can get the number.
My name
okay.
is Tony Blinken. My name is Tony Blinken.
Tony Lincoln. Yeah, okay.
Blinken.
Blinken. Okay. Well, whatever. We'll get your real name. We'll get your name. Keep going. Keep hanging yourself. Go ahead. I knew if I gave you enough
Anthony
rope, you'd hang yourself.
Anthony John Blinken. I was born April 16th, 1962. I'm 58 years old. I live in New York City, New York, United States.
No, you live out in California.
Evan Ryan is my wife.
You live
and,
in California.
I went to Harvard.
Anything else?
Columbia University. Yes. I have a lot to say. Joseph,
hey,
I appreciate
you. You have a lot to say. You're right. Keep going.
Okay, stop interrupting me, please.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be better if you mute yourself, maybe.
I said, do you want to run the show? Why don't you have your own show, your own podcast?
Well, I do have my own show. It's called Bible Believers Church of Imperial Beach, California.
Uh-huh. All right, so now there you go. Now you're using a real church name and slandering them. Keep going.
This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of this message. And
I'm glad you
and
do.
Joseph,
and I'll tell you one thing that somebody's going to approve for you, most likely, is when you're indicted, okay, and you're arrested and you're sitting in that concrete box in a jumpsuit with your and the slippers there, and you're in handcuffs, going ready to go get sentenced in front of the judge. You remember this conversation tonight.
Yes. Okay. So speaking of this conversation, a lot of people are sending emails right now, and they're wondering, how does one clean the poop off the dryer?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but continue on. Go ahead. Your platform, buddy.
Let's just say a little boy named Noah shits in a dryer. How would the best way to clean that up? Is it with
the best way to
sheets?
Clean it up is do what I'm doing right now. Have the FBI listening in, okay, and getting your phone number, getting all your information, and listening to you
Absolutely.
Commit a crime. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
What is the crime? Is it a crime to call
to call somebody
and
claim you're going to sodomize little girls, okay?
And it's a crime
to claim you're somebody that you're not, because you're impersonating somebody, trying to attempt to impersonate somebody and defame their character. You're slander. It's called slander also. And so it doesn't matter. I'll let the FBI figure out what crimes you committed. I'll let them figure it out.
Well, first of all, what you're describing is called defamation of the penis, and it's not a crime. All I'm saying is the acts that the penis of myself, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura.
Okay, sure. Whatever you got to say. Just keep going.
Yes. Okay, I'll keep going. And then, first of all, I'd like to say that, BitBanker, selling movies, pirated movies, that's against the law. We got to put a stop to that. I know he is your dad, but I am your daddy, okay? Joey, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of being your daddy. Now, as far as defamation of the elongation brought to you by the Ghost of Bandit, do you have penis envy? Are you jealous of my penis? Is that what it is, Joey? I mean,
we know who's been contacting Amazon and whatnot, correct? Now we know who's been contacting Amazon and going on the internet and doing what you've been doing. So now because you're just hanging yourself. But keep giving us more information.
Okay, well, now let me ask you this. Would Bridget Pruitt, why she told me that she loves looking on my scrotum, but you didn't like that. That you actually like the shocker and the reverse shocker, where there's two fingers up your bum hole, and the pinky poking at your scrotum. How does that work? How does that work? A reverse shocker. I mean, really. Joseph?
I'm just listening to you. Just go ahead. I'm not even going to answer you. Just go ahead. Just keep right on going.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say good evening to everyone. Everyone that is listening today live on the platform. We have a wide audience. The two fingers in the anus and one finger in the urethra for you, Joseph. That's what is recommended by the several people. That's brought to you by the Ghost of Bandit, of course. And I'd like to send a shout out to Adoro. I believe he's a cat, as well as Mr. Sparkles, Man Mark. And I wanted to ask you: has Joseph ever banged out a non-white broad? Have you ever done that? Have you ever had a sexual intercourse with a non-white male or female, Joseph?
I think this is probably one of your registered sex offenders, so he won't be hard to find. Obviously, he has a very perverted. I don't think you'll be too hard to track down. We know you're in California.
What about fellatio? What about I believe you call it a BJ amongst yourself and the homosexual community.
All right. Okay. I figured I'd give him enough rope to hang himself. He did a pretty good job right there. So you just, you did a pretty good job of, screwing up your life, pal. I wish you the best of luck. They got what they needed. All right. Unbelievable. But anybody else want to take a shot at that? Any of his troll followers out there that on Blog Talk Radio? That's one of the reasons why we'll be leaving Blog Talk Radio, because it attracts the lowest form of life there is out there. And like that. I'm not saying that everybody out there that participates in Blog Talk Radio is, but it does attract this element of society. And this is why you have the problems that we have in society, because of individuals like that. Complete idiots that have no life whatsoever. But, okay, well, second private caller. Let's see if another one wants to chip in here. Go ahead.
Hello, am I live?
Yes, you are.
Hi, my name's Baker Mayfield from Cleveland. My client has filed charges against you. Have you received them yet?
I don't know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't received any charges.
Did the Sheriff's Department serve your court summons, dirtbag? That's my question.
No.
Appear in court, because I'm coming after you.
You are?
You're going to
be coming after me?
Box.
Now you're threatening me, huh? Anything
no,
else?
Just appear in court. That's where
appear
we'll come after
court.
You, the legal way.
The legal way.
And you will be in a concrete box for the charges my client has filed against you.
Michael Mann?
My name is Baker.
Oh, okay.
And I have
Baker.
Not named who my client is.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're Baker. You're Baker? You're Baker or Michael Mann? Who are you?
What's your name? Baker Mayfield. I am from
Baker
Cleveland,
Mayfield.
Ohio.
Cleveland,
yes.
Ohio. Isn't that guy that plays football for the Cleveland Browns? Are you that guy?
Just appear in court. Did the Sheriff's Department serve your court summons, dirtbag? That's my question.
I already answered you no. I haven't received any charges yet.
Okay. Because when all this is resolved and your property is auctioned and you're in a concrete box, you won't be laughing then.
Well, I thought I didn't have any property. I thought I was a piece of trailer trash that didn't have any property. Which is
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's correct. BitBanker owns everything and pays your bills. That's right. I forgot. BitBanker pays all your bills. By the way, why don't you pay that fucking Spectrum Internet bill or have fucking BitBanker pay that bill, too? Why did it, and is he paying Bridget's bill at the new house? How's that going?
Maybe.
Yeah, is BitBanker paying
you want your bills paid. That's what the problem is, because you're a closet homo that plays with himself all day long and just waits for my show so you can play your little games. And because, as we know, this is what, Tony Ferrara, right, from the God's Rainbow Ministries or whatever you call, so the faggot show, I guess, maybe, I don't know. But you are a queer, right? You are a queer,
yes.
Correct?
You do have that right. This is Tony Farrar, but we have pressed charges.
Yes.
Let me tell you the charges. The charges
You're
are.
You're going to tell me the charges? What are they?
Yes, fraud, reckless
fraud.
Driving.
Reckless
oh,
driving.
Yeah, fraud,
okay.
Reckless driving, animal
yep.
abuse.
Animal
destruction,
abuse.
Destruction of private property.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm writing this down, actually.
Those are a few.
Now, how did I commit fraud? Let's start at the top here. How did I commit fraud?
That will be named in the indictment. I suggest you call your attorney because the Sheriff's Department will be serving your court summons, you fucking dirtbag. And we will handle this in court.
Hang on a second. You sound like you're getting a little upset. Sound like you're getting a little bit upset here. Listen, homo boy. Okay, hang on a second, okay? Listen, I know you're queer and you're frustrated because, closet homos like you get frustrated with yourself. But don't take it out on me that you're a loser and, that you just are a frustrated man who doesn't know what he is or what he likes, you know. So just don't take it out on me. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Homosexuality is pretty much accepted in society today. So, you know, you can come out of the closet.
I live in San Antonio, Texas, not Cleveland. I'm going to be honest with you. And down here, okay, my boyfriend Ken, okay, we do what we want to do in the privacy of our home, okay?
Yeah.
And you say that we are sinners. Well, let me tell you, my boyfriend is a pastor. We are not sinners.
According to the Bible, yes, you are a sinner. And it says, homosexuality, you're worthy of what? Death, does it say? I think it's Timothy, Second Timothy. Is it? I don't know. I don't have the verses in front of me. But I believe, yeah, you are a sinner, yeah. According to the Bible.
You are a moon bat, and we are filing charges against you.
You are? I thought you said you already did, and the sheriff was going to serve me. Which one is it?
Now, don't you ever bring up my name, Tony Ferrara, again, you son of a bitch.
Tony Ferrara from God's Rainbow Ministries. That's the loser that was on the phone there, and he's a closet homo. You know, he's fascinated with my show. He's called in several times before, and he gets very upset when I talk about the Pulse nightclub shooting. He gets very upset about that. You know, because you know, a lot of his brothers there got whacked, I guess. You know, and but don't take it. I didn't do it. You know, it was some guy from the Middle East, I think, that did that that job there. But I mean, he should probably be given a medal. I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's what I heard. So, but he gets very upset. You know, he's a closet homo, Tony Ferrara. Yep, another internet troll that trolls around the internet and decides to call into my show. Go ahead there, private caller.
This is Pastor Kent.
Yeah, go ahead, Pastor Kent.
Pastor Kent Fishman. Joe, okay, brother, don't talk to my boyfriend like that, okay? He called in, okay, to be nice, okay? And you're being a fucking asshole, motherfucker,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Really?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And what's going to happen? And what's going to happen to me? Anything going to happen to me for calling you, talking about your boyfriend that way? Tony, idiot, Ferrara?
Yeah, okay, motherfucker, okay? I'll smack the fuck out of you.
I don't want to have sex with your mother. I assure you of that.
I'll smack the fuck out of you, okay?
Yep, you will, huh? When will that be, by the way? When can you do that? No, I already told you I don't want to have sex with your mother. I'm sorry. She probably weighs what, 400? How much does she weigh? You weigh about 390, so she's got to weigh about 565. You know, to give birth to a fat, ugly, disgusting pig like you.
Boyfriend's cock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when am I going to get smacked, though? When are you going to smack me, though? I keep waiting for this big smack or this big beatdown that I'm going to get, and it never materializes. When's it going to happen?
There ain't going to be a beatdown. It'll be a fucking slaughter, okay?
Slaughter?
Slaughter?
You're going to slaughter me? You're going to slaughter me. Another threat, everyone. Another threat. Thank you. Kent Fishman just threatened me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Pastor
Kent.
I told you I don't want to screw your mother. I'm sorry. I don't want to screw your mother.
You're the faggot.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry, Pastor Kent. Mr. Kent.
You're the faggot, okay?
No, I'm not a faggot, and I don't want to have sex with you either.
You're a pussy bitch. Your brother's right about you, okay?
My brother's right about me. Who's my brother?
You know who your brother is. You fucking retard, okay?
My brother's effing retard? My brother's effing. I don't have a brother named effing retard.
Retard, okay?
I don't have a brother named retard. Talking about your mother and father. Please, stop talking about your mother and father. Stop that. Stop that. Your COD or POD or whatever you got there is really kicking in there. All right, take it easy there, buddy. Oh, man. All right, next one. Go ahead.
Good evening, Joey. This is Dr. Peter Pellin.
No, I'm not this jerk
the
again.
Of Tony
no, no, you've, I've had enough of you. I've had enough of you. I've had enough of you tonight. Any other private callers here that want to block their phone number, that they're so scared to give out their phone number? I don't really give anybody's phone number out over the air. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do that to you. You know? Unreal. Unreal. Anything else there? Is Tony still on the line? Tony Ferrara? He's still on the line there?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
Who's who I got on the line here?
Yeah, this is Doug Kosoff, and I'm friends with Pastor Ken, but and they say that I'm a drunk, and I do drink, but not like they say I do. And I heard you made fun of Doug Kosoff, they were telling me. So I'm calling in to say, fuck you, man. You sleep with those Mexican landscapers, your crew.
Wow.
You're a faggot. You're a faggot, too. And you smoke meth and drink Jaeger. So if you say that me and Pastor Ken are faggots, I'm not a faggot. This is Doug Kosoff. I drink a lot. But you're the one that sleeps with the Mexican landscapers and you lick
their
bung
hole. You guys got all this information about me. Where do you get this intel from?
We know that what you did to Bridget, and she was having sex with the man.
You know so much about so much, but yet you don't prove nothing, though. You just keep saying the same accusations over and over. It's old news, man. It's old news. Get rid. Come on, come up with something new. When am I going to get smacked and beat up? When are you going to do all these things to me? Well, I mean, when am I going to get charged? I mean, when is this all going to happen?
We know that you're smoking meth. You lost all the weight. You lost your teeth. We can tell just by listening to you.
How much weight did I lose? Because I was at the gym today. I weighed I gained weight. I weighed 205. I'm trying to get below 200. I was doing pretty good there for a while, but I'm back above 200 again. So where are you getting this information from?
Well, we know because the Mexicans that work for your landscaping, you made them wear new shirts because you like to look at their bare chest while they're working.
Mexicans? What do you got against Mexicans?
Nothing against Mexicans. You're the one that has sex with them.
Well, what's wrong with having sex with a Mexican? What, if I had a Mexican girlfriend, so what?
Being a queer, but you're the queer.
Which I don't.
You're a bigger
but I'm
queer
saying,
than
are you a racist, sir?
Sure.
Are you a racist? Are you a racist?
Yes, you are. When you were in a concrete box in prison and you wore a little pink dress. That's why you're a faggot.
Wow.
Now go to hell and fuck off.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your constructive advice there. And anything else you want to add there? I mean, real quick, because I got a couple other people here who want to chime in here. No? All right. Go play with yourself. All right. Next one there. Go ahead. I got a little bunch of them here. They're lining up here tonight. Go ahead.
Joseph, you shouldn't shit in the dryer.
No,
this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve that.
So, listen, he's just... go ahead.
Ever hang up on me again, okay?
Okay, go ahead. You got the floor. Go ahead.
I said, don't ever fucking hang up on me again. Show some respect. Okay, to me, I'm a man of God. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Whatever makes you happy. Go ahead and speak then. I mean, you said okay, but I mean, I know it's hard. Two words there, two letters. I mean,
how to say? Okay.
Are you drinking tonight again? Are you drinking again? Are you drunk?
I'm not drinking. All right. I'm not drinking. I was trying to give my boyfriend, Tony Ferrar, a fucking blowjob while he was on the air with you, okay? And you upset him, and his dick went flaccid, okay? And you have no respect for the men of God, okay? Okay?
Well, How come I never get this following? How come you guys don't come over to my other show when I'm on the platform there, on the NSM platform? You scared to come over there? Are you scared?
This is why your kids hate you, okay?
Oh, no, okay. Not the kids. Oh, no, what am I going to do now? He said my kids hate me. Oh, no, my life is over. What am I going to do? What do I do now?
Dr. Peter Paul.
What do I do now? Okay. Tell me, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do? I can't go to Gold's Gym because I'm going to get smacked up. They're going to smack me. Let's see here. I got another guy on here. He's going to sodomize little girls. I got quite a panel on here tonight. What's going on? What's the matter with you people?
You know, you're a real dumb motherfucker, okay?
Yeah, I know. You said that already.
Okay. And this is why God hates you. Like, I'm a man of God. Okay. Hey,
you're a man of God. You're a man of God.
Okay. I am.
Wow.
My name's Pastor Kid.
So,
fucker.
No, I told you I don't want to have sex with your mother. She wouldn't fit through my doorway. So, you know, I don't have a hand truck big enough to cart her in here. I don't own a forklift.
You don't have one. Okay. Okay.
I mean, listen. We know you. We know Pastor Kent. We know you're a worm. But you're like Jabba the Hutt. You know, you lay there like the fat pig you are. You know, and you do this silly little show called God's Rainbow Ministries. That's with Tony Ferrara there as your sidekick. I mean, well, tell me, Tony really is probably about 4'8", and he probably weighs 250 pounds. You know, he's probably got a little goatee, and he's got his, I can just imagine, he probably looks like some kind of gremlin, you know. It's this Tony Ferrara guy that you date. I mean, this is true, folks. These two are an item.
They are
queers.
Because you jerk off to his pictures, okay?
These are queers.
Okay. You jerk off to his pictures, okay? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do. Wow.
See?
Anything
I
else?
Told you. He jerked off to your picture.
I heard Tony. I heard Uncle Tony's in the chat room there. I think Tony talked. Is Tony talk in there? Uncle Tony, is he in the chat room there? No? Why doesn't a good old Tony call into the show? And so he'll give me updated. Give me his news. It's Tony Talk there. He's pretty popular on Blog Talk. He's got a popular he usually keeps these perverts pretty much checked in line on the internet. He's got the show there where he has them all corralled there in his chat room. You know, Tony Talk, if you're out there, you can call in. And I haven't heard his voice in a long time there. So when's he do his next show? Does anybody know? In the chat room there, there's, nobody knows. Koskoff or who else is out there in the chat room there? Tony Talk. Where's Tony Talk at? Tony Talk, if you're out there listening. What'd you do? Open up the cage doors, the front door to the prison, and let all these weird pervert jerks out tonight? I mean, unbelievable. It's just they're come out of nowhere. I know this. I think this is the same guy that started out this chain reaction here. Tony Talk. Press the number one, Tony Talk, if you're out there. I want to hear Tony Talk. He's got. I was just wondering. He must have let open the doors and let these weird, perverted jerks. I mean, Tony Talk. You got to keep track. You got to keep track of your listeners, please. Keep them over there with Tony. Keep them corralled in the zoo. Where they belong, you know. Keep them corralled, you know. Feed them their whatever you feed them, and they're pathetic. They're pathetic. They're losers. Let me see if this guy wants to pretend to be Tony Talk. I don't know. Let's see here. Go ahead. He's probably the same guy that started off. Go ahead there. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I wanted to say that Doug is my bitch as well. You are. So you and Doug can both fight over who gets to suck on my pee-pee tonight.
All right. He's off. It's obviously. Well, that's where the show's going here. I mean, I'll leave a slot open here at the end here for Tony if Tony wants to call in and check in here on my show. Maybe he could just ask me about these. I don't know how he does it, but he keeps all these. It's like a zoo, you know. You know where you got to have a zookeeper that keeps track of all these weirdos. And Tony Talk does a good job of keeping track of them. You know, he's got a show over here on Blog Talk Radio, and he keeps them pretty much corralled and in check. You know, but I haven't talked to Tony Talk in a long time there, and he says, believe me. Oh, Tony Talk's in the chat room. Oh, okay, Tony. He says, I would like to call in, but Joe interrupts me. No, I won't interrupt Tony. Tony, you can call in. Press the number one, and I'll let you come on here for a couple minutes uninterrupted. If, as long as it's really you and not somebody pretending to be you. I don't want to entertain any too much more of this these pathetic dirtbags here. Is this Tony Talk right here that's calling in here? Let's see here. Is this him? I don't know. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Dr.
No,
Tony.
No, that's not him. That's not him. That's not him. He doesn't get any more time here. He's off. But all right. This is really understanding the times in which we live today. These are the dirtbags out there that we have in our society. The losers, the bottom dwellers. That just if this is the same guy that Dr. Peter Venturi, you're not getting any time. So if you know, I go ahead, private caller.
Hey, good evening. This is Dr.
No. You keep going. Let me just hang up on you. How's that? I mean, you're just gonna call back in anyway with a blocked number. But let me just get you off there. There, shut him down right there. All right, folks. We've got to really, really, really clamp down on stupid. Stupid is as stupid does, and you know, we allowed the stupid here to take over the platform. And, you know, they just keep bouncing in and bouncing out of my call queue here. And I'm going to give a couple of them here. All right. And we'll see here. Who got here? All right. Let's see. Where's Tony Talk? Where are you? How about you, Tony? Tony, is that you?
No, this is Jeremy from Spectrum Internet. You owe $723.60. When are you going to pay your internet bill?
When you decide to come out of the closet. How's that sound?
Okay, final notice. We're sending it to the collection agency. We'll see you in court in a week or two.
A week or two. Okay. I'll be waiting for that. Go ahead there, private caller.
Good evening. This is Donald Trump. How are you?
Donald Trump is calling in. Okay, Donald Trump, go ahead.
I would like to know why Melania is very upset with you for starting the riots over in the Capitol.
I wasn't at the Capitol. I didn't start them, but I did predict them. But no, I wasn't.
Well,
I didn't start the riots. Well, so she doesn't have to be upset with
me. I cannot allow... Excuse me, your president is speaking. I cannot allow people like you to make me look like an asshole.
Okay. I believe you already look like an asshole.
Masturbating, and please show some respect to your president. Thank you.
All right. Is that your public service message there? Do you got to go before you get banned on Blog Talk too? No?
No, I have one more thing to say.
Okay. And that was important. He had to get that out. I kind of figured it sounded like his voice. All right, one more. Go on. Go ahead.
Hello.
There he is.
Joey.
Son of a kid.
Yes. It's Joey.
Yes, bitch, Joey.
I wanted to say, yes, Joey, you are. I thought you were only my bitch, but
is
it
this
appears,
Mr. Darcy?
It appears you are Dr. Peter Pepper's bitch, Tony Hurtado's bitch, Pastor Kenny's bitch, Donald Trump's bitch, Mike Hunt's bitch. Willie's bitch.
A lot of bitches.
Bitch.
A lot of bitches.
Mike Hunt's bitch. Ashley's bitch.
All right, any Ashley, bitch. Oh, why are you attacking Ashley there?
Those,
attacking Ashley, too, huh? Where's Ashley? Why doesn't Ashley call in?
You are Ashley's bitch. And you are
I'm
Ghost
Ashley's
of Bandits,
huh?
Bitch. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you are my bitch, most of all. Because you are bitchiest when you are around me. You are a Doe's bitch. You are Johnny Featherlong's bitch.
Uh-huh.
You are DC2's bitch. You are Dominguez's bitch.
You
are.
You named
bitch.
All the bitches now, obviously. Okay.
You are
all
Jester
the
White's
you just
bitch.
Forgot the biggest bitch of all, which is you.
You are Marcus's bitch. You are Bogart's bitch. You are my bitch. You are Benjamin Buford's Fountain's bitch.
Oh.
You are Jabo's bitch.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Have a right. You just have a good night there. The biggest bitch of all. All right, folks. Well, you heard it here tonight. Understanding the times in which we live today. You heard it right here. First, the trolls of Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Hello.
Three numbers he's clogging up. Go ahead, another one. You got another one, too?
Hello.
Wow. All right, any other private lines you got there? Unbelievable. He wanted to say hello to everybody, and I have to say goodbye. See you later. God bless the Republic, because we need it.